Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're looking live, you can see it on the radio, can't you? The Corn Palace, Mitchell, South Dakota. Location for us today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. I hope you did. We did. Yes, we did. My mother is in heaven. I know she was with us. My wife, Maria, and two of our three children were gathered yesterday, and Maria's mom, Agnes Hammerlick, also known as Vesta, to her grandchildren. Wonderful day. Lots of laughs, lots of love, lots of smiles. Hope you did too. Enjoyed your big day. Another big day in our house today. And my birthday girl opted not to travel with me. I didn't think that was going to be something that would go over real well. I did chuckle about it. And many of you also advised me against the idea of thinking it would be a good Mother's Day for my wife, or rather birthday for my wife, to join me at the Corn Palace. What I did is came down. I'll be here for the show today, and then I'm heading back. So I don't want to have anybody think that I won't be with my wife on my birthday, on her birthday, rather, and also our anniversary's tomorrow. So how about that? We'll be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference tomorrow. Three packed days of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference after our broadcast from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, today for the Frank Rally. This is going to be so darn fun. Mike Lindell will join the show today, along with Joe Piscopo, Eric Metaxas, and Brandon House. And Brandon's already here with his sons getting set up. The crew is working hard right now, getting this little thing all set up and ready to go for the big event tonight. Doors open at 4, and the event starts at 6. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But anyway, happy birthday, Maria. Join me in wishing my wife, Maria, a happy birthday. And also our daughter, Hannah, has a birthday today. So how about that? Talk about a birthday gift, huh? My wife, in 1999, on this very day, gave birth to Hannah Signe Mance. And so Hannah has a birthday. Hannah's our daughter that is out at Yale and graduates a week from Saturday. We're looking forward to going out there. I'll be gone for a couple of days for that big event. And, of course, we had a birthday, a graduate party over the weekend for Haley. That all went off just well. That's why I was off on Friday. And you know, it's a busy time. It's only our anniversary tomorrow, Kev. You know, just kind of a slow time at the Hennett house. But happy birthday, Maria and Hannah. Love you, love you, love you. Without Maria, I wouldn't be who I am. I'm not just saying that to be sappy today, but it's very true. She's number one. In this business, Kev, does your wife do this? You kind of can get a snoot full of yourself, you know. You're doing what you're doing. You know, people are talking down the radio and they kind of think you're, yeah, big deal, not so big deal, whatever. There's no chance that I can ever think I'm a big deal at my house because they all keep me grounded. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And that's very, very important. Very important.
Well, you've been piling them up in May. You got an anniversary, two birthdays, and Mother's Day?
Right. Yeah, and wow. And two graduations
and two
as well.
Grads, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know, it's kind of slow.
Attaboy.
Kind of slow. Yeah. So it's amazing. If we make it through May, June will be a piece of cake. I'm just saying. You know, no doubt about it. Do you want to do that? We can do it in a break if you want, and we can split the one off we know works. A little technical work. I'm literally, they put me right in the middle of these poor guys that are trying to set up for tonight. And so I'm literally off the stage at the Corn Palace. Kevin, I'll give you a pic here that you can post in a moment, and I'll show you what I'm looking at today. Anyway, so coming up on the program today, we'll have a busy one. At the bottom of the hour, we have James Golden joining us. James Golden is, of course, the famous Post Nerdly from the Rush Limbaugh Show. And he has a podcast series that is starting, and we're starting, I think, this week, I forget what day, maybe on Wednesday, And we'll talk with him a little bit about his time with Rush Limbaugh. He was a longtime confidant, very good friend, and, of course, the most famous and able call screener slash producer of the Rush Limbaugh program for a long, long time. So, Bo Snerdley in the house today, and as I mentioned, Mike Lindell, Joe Piscopo, and Eric Metaxas are all going to be here ahead of their event tonight at the Corn Palace. The doors open at 4 o'clock, and the event's at 6. Call the Corn Palace if you need tickets, okay? So if you want tickets for the big event, you call the Corn Palace. My understanding is they've had more calls about this event than any event in the history of the Corn Palace. Does that surprise you? It does not surprise me.
It does not surprise me.
Although the Corn Palace has been around a long time, so that is saying something, wouldn't you say? I mean, wow. Pretty incredible that it's been around as long as it has. And this event, the Frankathon, is actually going to be the biggest call event in the history of the Corn Palace. So the Frankathon is pretty simply this. It is a celebration of free speech and frankspeech.com. The website frankspeech.com is a new home for free speech, something that is in short supply these days, something that succumbs often to cancel culture. Hate when that happens. Cancel culture, not good. And but it's a cancel culture-free platform where you can sign up just like you would with the. Think of it as Twitter and YouTube together. I mean, you can post videos, you can also do commentary. And right now it is available. This took a while because they've been under constant attack from all kinds of cyber things, which I know cyber attacks are usually a fantasy, aren't they, Kevin? I mean, they don't really happen. I don't think, right? Because, for instance, right? Allegations were related to the election. Remember, Michael Lindell's been talking about the cyber attack.
Right.
That's what absolute interference
proof.
Movie from.
Yeah.
They never happen, do they? I mean, wait a minute. What's with that pipeline out west? They're going to raise our gas prices. The pipeline out east, one of the biggest pipelines, did I hear correctly, was shut down because of a cyber attack?
Yeah, Colonial.
And Joe Biden's very upset about that. Right now, and he's going to get to the bottom of it, but he's forgetting the cyber attack that got him elected. What in the world?
No, there was no proof on that. This is a real one. That was all fake news. That was fake news.
So some cyber attacks are real and some are fake news.
Now you got it.
Okay, I got to get this all figured out. It's hard to follow these guys. They're not very consistent, so it just kind of confused me there a little bit. This is going to be uncomfortable, and once again, it proves God's got a sense of humor. Because just when they say, you will be canceled if you suggest that there was a cyber attack and the election was stolen, then they run around and say, we will stop all cyber attacks from happening. Whoa, I thought they didn't happen. So this is a big threat. And again, Mike Lindell said very simply, November 3rd was the biggest cyber attack in the history of the United States of America. Isn't it amazing when events prove him correct? So we're going to find out more about that with Mike coming up here in a little bit. I would love to have you join the show today. Simple way to do it is call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Kev's taking calls in our Fargo studios as well at 701-271-1100. And you can also text Todd today at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Where's your dad? Is he around here somewhere? Yeah, would you tell him to come out? It's time to be on the radio. Yep, exactly. One of the House to family members there getting set for tonight. It's a family affair for Brandon House and his team. He's got his boys along that do good work. Some of you have seen their son Logan if you watch the broadcast on frankspeech.com. So anyway, we'll have Brandon come over here in a little bit. Anyway, comments, questions about tonight or about anything else are certainly welcome. A couple of things I want to say about last week on the program. On Thursday, I was pretty tough on the effort to censure and oust different members of the Republican Party leadership district by district. And we talked at length about that on Thursday because of an event that happened in Bismarck. I've since confirmed from individuals, including supporters of the effort, that in fact the egregious slur leveled at a longtime public servant in Bismarck, Mandan, Klaus Lemke, as a Nazi was in fact true. That did happen, and it is actually on video. and it was uttered by someone by the name of Charles Tuttle. So I think now you'll understand why I'm critical of Charles Tuttle. He and Jared Hendricks have really been the two individuals sort of behind the scenes. I think Daryl Lease is in the middle of this as well, and they talk often about a good plan coming together. And the good plan simply says, okay, let's, number one, hold people accountable to a platform that very few people put together. And actually, I think many things in the platform are good things. It's just that a platform is purist. A platform is utopia, and governing is separate from that. It's, legislating from that. So, for instance, Yana Myrdal, she would be one of the most conservative members of the state Senate. Well, according to litmus tests they put together, she's pro-choice. So everybody agrees that's crazy. Well, it's the same thing with the censures, unfortunately. And I think a lot of good people who are very concerned about the nation right now, the United States of America, and the direction it's going, have conflated horrible things that are happening in the swamp in D.C. To North Dakota having nothing but rhinos. North Dakota has some rhinos, like everywhere, but obviously with the supermajority we have, that's going to be the case. We have conservative government in North Dakota. Could it be more conservative? Obviously. Would I like it to be? Obviously. Fiscally and otherwise. There's one way to do that. It's called elections. It's called the ballot box. It's called more conservative candidates. It's not called fake censures. So just wanted to clear that little story up for you. More coming up. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow today. I'm looking at those robes with a 30% discount right now. Brand new product. Pink robes for your sweetheart. Maybe you didn't get mom everything she wanted. Well, add a robe and surprise her in a week or so. right? Any gift is a great gift when it comes to MyPillow, whether it's the sheets, the robes, the pillows, the slippers, the moccasins, the mattress toppers, the MyPillow towel set, the dog beds, the weighted blankets. They've got it all, folks. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. You'll get all the buy one, get one deals. Buy one, get one. Promo code SCOTT. Plus all kinds of great specials. The pillow right now is the lowest price ever, $29.98. Mike Lindell and his team here at, you know, Lindell TV and Frank Speech and, of course, MyPillow, they really deserve our undying support for what they're doing in the way of free speech. And that's pretty incredible when you think about it. Mike has put his life on the line to make this go, and morning, noon, and night the guy goes. Absolute Proof has been a great example of that. Absolute Interference has been a great example of that. And I believe there's even a Absolute cover-up coming. I think that's right. Our next guest can maybe tell us a little bit about that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Let's get Margie on the road here, and then our friend Brandon House will be here. Margie, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I just found out on a message that I got on Facebook in Trump Republicans that the Rolling Thunder has been canceled by Joe Biden and the Pentagon. That's that annual parade that they've been doing for 33 years for the POW and MIA. That received all of the authorization from the veterans, the police departments, the city, and everything. But when it got to the Pentagon for the final license or authorization to hold the Rolling Thunder with all the motorcycles and beautiful, beautiful patriotic thing, the 30th of May has now been canceled.
Well, we're surprised, right? That's really surprising that Joe Biden would cancel a parade for patriots, right? Margie, you're just shocked? Are you dismayed?
Right.
Yeah. The folks that invented cancel culture, it doesn't surprise me one bit. They canceled God out of the National Day of Prayer, for crying out loud, last week. There's another one for you. The list keeps adding up. Margie, appreciate that. Didn't know that, but now we do. Brandon House is here from the world-famous House Media, and of course,
Scotty.
Yes.
Just one note: the bikers aren't paying any attention to that. 20 days, 1 hour, and 36 minutes. Rolling Thunder 33 will be gone.
It's kind of like Sturgis being canceled. Yeah, good one.
Yep.
Pull this leg and a place to the
less.
Yeah,
just
good
saying.
To hear it. Brandon House is here, and tonight the big Frank Riley's on, and he and his team are busy getting ready for things. Brandon, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Nice to see you in person rather than by
Skype.
Yeah, Skype down at the border or wherever it was.
You did a great job. We played that a lot of times on Frank.
That was lots of fun.
Great report.
Yeah, that was fun. So explain what's going to happen tonight.
Well, the doors open at 4. Joe Piscopo starts warming up the crowd by 5. And the rally starts at 6. And it's going to be a great night. It's first come, first serve. And everybody's setting up. And we got people calling from as far away as Tennessee.
Now, do you need a ticket to get in here?
No, you don't. Just first come, first serve.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
But did I hear correctly the Corn Palace has gotten more requests for tickets and more calls about this event than any event ever?
That's what they were telling. I read those reports online last night where Doug Greenway, the excellent manager of the Corn Palace, said that. Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. Wow. And Eric Metaxas will be on the stage. You'll be on the stage tonight. And, of course, the world-famous Mike Lindell, right?
That's right. We're Michael speak last. I think it goes Joe Piscopo, then Eric Metaxas, then myself, and then Mike Lindell.
And if folks cannot be here, which obviously they'd want to be part of this, and how many does it hold here?
It holds 3,036 seating.
Okay.
I think we do 3,200 if we let the rest of them stand in the wings, but seats 3,036.
All right. So max capacity is going to be 3,200 tonight.
Yes.
And I'm guessing there'll be a few folks outside. You got a TV screen or anything out there?
We got a Jumbotron outside.
Okay, great. So folks, just come down and
in the grassy area out there.
Very nice. That is fantastic. So it should be great. But if they can't be here, they can watch it online.
Yeah, we're streaming it live at frankspeech.com. We've got everything set up and. We might even start streaming at frankspeech.com at 11 when you're on with Mike.
Okay.
If we get high-speed internet going here.
Beautiful.
what you're already on, but if they get it turned on back there, then we're going to try to shoot to broadcast your interview with Mike Lindell at 11.
Yeah, actually, he's before 11. I don't know what he's going to be here, but our show ends at 11. So
it ends at 11.
Hope
he better show up then.
Yeah. He told us he was on the way, so he should be here. They're actually flying up from the cities today, so we're looking forward to meeting all the folks that will be here.
Well, I just talked to him, and he was on the plane, and we got one conversation done. The next one wasn't because of the reception. Sometimes we can talk to him on the plane. Sometimes we can't.
Yeah.
Just depends on what cell towers he's going over.
He usually leaves the plane low enough so he can be on the phone. And jumps from cell phone to cell phone. How's things going with the Frank speech? Give folks an update on that.
It's going great. Our traffic is incredible. We have 400,000 or 500,000 people on our text alert list we've added. Just in a very, very, very short period of time. And the great thing is whenever we go live, and I'm live every night, Monday through, well, it's been going 7 nights a week until last night. Last night was the first night to break the record of being on from 7 to 9 since we started, the Frankathon. But I think I'm only supposed to really be on from like Friday or Monday through Saturday. But there was so much going on, we were going 7 nights a week. But we sent out a text alert right before about an hour or two, maybe 2-3 hours before we go live. And that list is getting up there by 400,000 plus in just a very, very short period of time. So we've got a lot of features like that where we'll be blasting out email or text alerts to people, and then they can come in and watch. And we'll be adding in more shows. We have other talk. I mean, I was on the phone yesterday talking to some folks that we'll be adding, who will be doing some live programming. And then, of course, we're taking a lot of shows as well. Your show, you've loaded up a ton of stuff. Your excellent report at the border and all that. So we've got a lot of things opening. Mike has really kind of seen the response of the live shows we were doing and the, you know, the recorded shows, because we then throw a lot of them up at frankspeech.com once we go live.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot more to add. I mean, we have a lot more shows that we've already gone live with, and now we need to get those up there and archive them for people to go back, because they're timeless shows.
And people can join now, right? Like they can join Twitter, like they can join YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. And the social media aspect we've pushed off a little bit, as I was saying, because Mike has seen the response to the shows. And right now it's really all about education. It's about education. You know, we are in a battle for the mind. This is a propaganda war. It's an information war. And the only way to refute that is with the truth. So people are being brainwashed, whether it's climate warming, about the machines, the vaccines, border. People are being domestic terrorists today. If you're a patriotic American into the free market system, you're now a potential domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
See, this is all brainwashing. This is marginalize, characterize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorizing of a certain group of people. And we've seen this happen at another time in another place, right?
Sure have.
Back in history. So the way you counter that is with the truth. And so Mike has seen the response to the live shows and to the tape shows that we broadcast. And that's the kryptonite. The kryptonite to the brainwashing campaign is the truth.
Very true.
You know, when our boys were in the POW camps of the North Koreans during the Korean War, when they came out, their common saying was, if we'd only known, if we'd only known. If they had known the brainwashing tactics, they could have resisted them.
Right.
And the ones that survived had two common themes, convictions and faith, convictions and faith.
More with Brandon coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live at the Corn Palace in beautiful Mitchell, South Dakota for the big Frank rally tonight. Brandon Hulse will join us again here in a little bit. We'll continue our conversation with him. We have a special guest on the phone, the man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, that served Rush Limbaugh all those years and called him friend and co-worker, Bo Snerdly, James Golden. James, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me on with you, Scott.
You know that we loved Rush Limbaugh. When I say we, myself, my family, our radio stations, we were one of the first, 1986, to put them on the air along with that original launch back in August on KCNN and Grand Forks, continue that tradition on the flag until we lost him earlier this year. So, first of all, our prayers, thoughts, condolences, certainly with you and the whole Rush team. It's got to be still tough every day, I imagine, huh?
It is, you got that right. It is devastating. It was devastating. And it is still tough. And there are moments, you know, that just come out of the blue, as when you're grieving with anyone that you love very deeply, where unexpectedly you find yourself in tears. And it is still a very tough thing to take. But along with that toughness is a gratitude that we got a chance to know Russ, that we got a chance to work with such an amazing human being, and we hope, those of us close to him, hope that we can continue to talk about his legacy so that even more people will know what we know, what an incredible man he was, not just on the radio, but also off of it.
And you're going to do that with your podcast, which we're going to tell folks how to access in a moment, which launches later this week, which I think is, boy, we're all starving for anything about a Rush just to grab onto and to really, you know, learn lessons from and how we continue to do what we do that we learn from him without him. Tell me a little bit about what do you see as the real genius of Rush Limbaugh? What is the legacy he left more so for the United States of America even than just his radio audience?
Well, you know, one of the real geniuses, and there are so many, and that's a wonderful question, but one of the things that I've been thinking about the last few days is that Rush taught a lot of us how to deal with failure. Not success, but failure. Here's a guy who got fired five different times from the profession that he loved, that he was passionate about, since he was 8 years old, right? Now, anybody that's been fired knows, and I've been fired before, you know how that works on your psyche. You know how that works on your mind. But here's Rush, who refused to give up and who ultimately became the most successful person in the profession and changed the trajectory of that profession. That's one thing. The other thing is that it's okay to have fun and to be humorous. His show was humorous. He saw the funny angle on things, even the most serious things. And sometimes that humor was irreverent. He wasn't part of the cancel culture, and nor did he succumb to the cancel culture. What we're seeing now in this cancel culture, they were trying to cancel Rush, the left in this country, for the entire time he was on the radio. But they never succeeded. And he refused to go along with that and to be canceled. One of the other lessons that we learned from Rush is that generous, how generous America is. His audience, Scott, your audience, the talk radio audience, are among the most generous people on the face of the earth. Whether it was fighting leukemia, whether it was supporting our military families who lost loved ones, which is what Tunnels to Tower did after 9/11, too, and they're one of the sponsors of this podcast, by the way, along with MyPillow. What these guys did, what we have done, this audience that was cultivated, not just with Rush Show, but along talk radio, we have demonstrated to the world what a generous people Americans are. And then you start talking about the legacy of Rush as it comes to politics, his embrace of the exceptional America. And he never backed down from that and never would, and how exceptional this country was. And those are just a few of the lessons that Rush has lost. I could go on for half an hour about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I do remember after the flood of 97, Rush had been to Grand Forks in the early 90s on a Rush to Excellence tour, and he ate at a restaurant called Sanders, went back, talked about Sanders on the air, got to know the owner, and the owner, funny thing was the owner's very liberal, but he loved Rush. And Rush found out about his restaurant being destroyed during the flood and called one day on the air, talked to people, said, boy, you really inspire us in how you're just picking up the bootstraps, not waiting for government to get you through the flood of the century, and sent a personal $50,000 check to the owner of that restaurant. I'll never forget. That's when I found out firsthand just how generous he was. Didn't want anybody to know about it. Didn't make a big deal of it. But just that kind of a man, and very generous, obviously, to me. Brought us down to Palm Beach to record television commercials for the launch of our AM 1100, the flag, and just so sweet to my mother-in-law who came along. And I could go on and on and on. You know all those stories, James. But it's pretty incredible. We told our audience that really Rush taught us a lot. And now it's up to us, isn't it? There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh, will there?
There will never be another Rush Limbaugh, ever. And, Scott, what I would like to do with your permission is to use the story that you just told in one of the future episodes of the podcast.
Oh, I'd love to.
That is not a story that I do.
Is that right?
No. That is not a story that I have heard. And, see, this is what I mean. Every day we're learning more and more about Rush and some of the things that he did. And his legacy is just going to be filled with people that come out and reveal the nature of his humble but very generous personality.
Which, of course, is so little known. I know we have to let you go. Tell folks how they can access an incredible podcast. And yes, 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 I'm telling you the whole story because there's a lot behind the scenes there. A pretty amazing story about Rush's generosity to us up here. But how can we access this great podcast? I'm so glad you're doing it, James. I really am. Tell folks about it, and we'll let you go.
Okay. iHeart app. Wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to get this podcast. But I'm going to encourage people to go to iHeart, the iHeart platform, download the iHeart app, and you'll be able to access Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden EIB microphone, on Wednesday. It will be available Wednesday, and for the next 12 consecutive weeks, we'll have a new episode. And thank you for being so generous with your time, Scott, and for telling us that incredible story.
Oh, well, it's easy to do, and I tell you, he is holds a special place in our heart, and he will forever. Bo Snerdly, folks, there he is, James Golden. Thanks, James. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
And like us on What's on Your Mind, James's podcast brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. How about that? We're also brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And, you know, when you go to a PetroServe USA, you might see, same with Valley Dairy Stores, you might see a Marathon sign. You might see a Senex sign. You might see a PetroServe USA sign. You know why it's important? Because gas prices spike sometimes because, funny thing is, there's actually cyber attacks in this world. Joe Biden's now worried about one that shut down a pipeline with gas in it, but he's not so worried about the one that got our election on November 3rd. Anyway, the reason they have Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe branded fuels at all their stores, PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy, is because that allows them better buying power. And that's why you get the lowest price at the pump always. Look for unleaded 88. That is the lowest at PetroServe USA. So also fresh baked muffins for 99 cents today. The muffins are great. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Brandon House back with us. And Brandon is organizing the events of today. And are you calling it a Frankathon?
No, the Frankathon was our two-day, three-day online broadcast. This we're calling a Frank Rally.
Frank Rally.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to be very frank tonight.
Very frank. And I understand this rally's coming to North Dakota. There's a North Dakota trip in your future.
I think Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can fill the Fargo Dome. I think you'll find out tonight there'll be enough people here to fill the Fargo Dome. They're just not all going to get inside.
Right.
So we'll say, hey, anybody that didn't get inside, come up to
come
North
to
Dakota.
Fargo,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So we were talking before you left for our chat with James Golden about the cyber attacks,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think people have any idea what you've endured in the way of actual cyber attacks to try and shut down Frank's speech. What are they worried about, first of all? But what's happened? Tell people.
Oh, man. We got guys that are working on our team that have been doing this for 20 years, have never seen the amount of cyber attacks that we've had. And some of them are coming from the U.S., obviously. Some are coming from overseas. And apparently people are I guess these people are not for free speech.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think it's about the election?
It's about the election. It's about the vaccines. It's about their Marxist, socialist. You have to guess that China is got to be behind some of it, of course. The deep state. I think it's a combination of people that don't want the truth out, right?
And now Absolute Interference can be watched on demand at frankspeech.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, that's
pardon the pun there.
Yeah. but let's talk about that a minute. If folks haven't seen that, I told them to, you know, I'm going to question their patriotism because you can watch it on demand.
For free.
For free on your schedule.
Right.
Okay, and it's the sequel to Absolute Proof.
Right.
What will they know after they watch Absolute Interference?
Well, they'll know that Mike secured a white hat hacker who does this for the government, has been contracted for the government to do this kind of work, and he secured him, and he looked at 19 attacks, and 19 of those attacks came from China. We have the IP address, the MAC address, longitude, latitude. He reported even in the building it was coming from. They were coming from. And those 19 attacks, he was able to verify the votes that were flipped from Trump to Biden, giving Biden the White House, which would mean China picked the president.
And we have a way of watching that.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Yeah.
But fortunately,
it was actually watched in real time because the guys, see, we started talking about this the day after the election on my radio show with General Thomas McInerney, 3-star general retired, who was in charge of all the nukes for the Pentagon. He was in charge of Alaska NORAD. So Mary Fanning and General McInerney, they were coming on my radio show the day after the election. We dealt with this up until the 27th of November when General Michael Flynn called into my TV show live on that Sunday night with Mary Fanning and General McInerney on the line. That was the first interview he gave since his pardon. And that's very interesting because he was the director of national intelligence, right?
Right.
But he could not talk about some of the special access programs that we were discussing because apparently he'd been read in on them, so he couldn't talk about them. But his mere presence, we think, speaks volumes because if what we were saying was crazy and this was not possible or had not happened or these special access programs were not being used to flip the election, why would he want to come on a show if he knew the information being presented was false, right? So I believe, and we believe, his mere presence was validating what we were saying. And then from that, we took it you know, to the public with Mike Lindell producing these documentaries with Mary Fanning and I.
And Arizona is the first check on what is...
Yes, and by the way, Michael Flynn is in Absolute Interference. He was in studio, and he was, again, what does that tell you when the former director of National Intelligence is appearing?
There's no question about it. All right, we're going to finish with our friend Brandon House coming up in a minute. There's a sequel already in the works to Absolute Interference. And again, you can watch it free at frankspeech.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So, I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee, what is the high-end potential?
The high-end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16. Our female drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Newsmax. A lot happening at Newsmax these days. Wednesday night, something happened I want to tell you about. Spicer and Company and Lindsey Keith are going to host Governor DeSantis. He is something else. As anyone, everyone's talking about him right now for understandable reasons. Fought against the COVID lockdowns, and of course, Florida is booming right now. And now he's taking on big tech censorship as well. It is the gutsy Ron DeSantis. Wednesday night, town hall with Newsmax Spicer and Company. Sean Spicer and Lindy Keith will host Governor DeSantis. Tune in and find out why some people believe he could be president in 2024. On Spicer and Company, Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Central, Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you're going to switcheroo. And you get Newsmax free on most smart TVs. Tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Start watching America's fastest-growing news cable news channel today. I watch Newsmax, and you should, too. Back at the Corn Palace, if you have a question or comment, don't forget our 24-7 Be the Buffalo hotline. We're in South Dakota. A lot of buffalo spirit here, like there is in North Dakota. Go into the storm, 855-200-1776. Back with Brandon House, the maestro of the Frank Rally tonight. Free, doesn't cost you a penny to get here. Doors open at 4, so not a long wait like outside. You get in, get a spot, first come, first serve. They get about 3,200 in here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight. Should be fun. It'll be live on frankspeech.com if you can't get it, whole thing. So what's the sequel to Absolute Proof?
That would be Absolute Interference.
Okay, Absolute Proof, then Absolute Interference. You're right. Then what's next? What's third?
After Absolute Interference?
Yes.
We're going to do one on China and what China's doing with our country and to our country. And I say with, because look at what they're doing with the Biden administration. Look at all the executive orders that have been extremely friendly to Joe Biden. So we've gathered up some of those executive orders.
Friendly to China.
Yeah.
By Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll be going through some of those. And we'll be absolute cover-up. I'll give you a little preview. Other than talking about it on my show, and I don't even know that I've talked about it on my show, so this may be the first time we've talked about it, other than at Frank's speech.
Mike mentioned this with Steve Bannon the other day, that it was coming. Absolute cover. But he's got the machines now, is that right?
That, but what I was going to mention is we have a source that saw what Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and Muslim Brotherhood were doing. And the source went to the FBI with all the proof and pictures and video. And the source, they started to work the source for a little bit. And then they turned and told the source, destroy everything. Destroy it all. Get rid of it all.
This is the FBI?
Yeah. This is what the source is telling us. And we had the former deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI in my studio last week for 3 days, Terry Turchi.
And Terry was in Absolute Proof, too.
Yes.
Very good.
And he was a part of this interview. The source contacted him. And then the source came to us through him. And this asset, again, went to the FBI to say, look, in my community, this is what they're doing. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Muslim Brotherhood, and video, pictures, everything. Could even identify some of the people that were doing major illegal behavior and should have been prosecuted. The prosecutors wouldn't touch it. And the source says that they were told to delete all that, get rid of all that, delete all that. What we want you to do is penetrate the white supremacy groups. And the source was pointed toward these groups that were really just patriot groups. And the source said, well, if you're looking for white supremacy groups, you're not going to find it in this, because this is white Americans, black Americans, Hispanic Americans. They even had a Muslim or two. And when I say Muslim, I mean they were not Islamists. They were of Muslim heritage,
right?
Like my buddy Sharam Hadian, whose daddy was a beer-drinking, pork-eating Muslim who fled Iran as a high-ranking military official, fled Iran because he didn't want to live under Sharia and Islamic law. So when
there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. So when the lady that we work with, Mary Fanning, worked with the source and me and Terry Turchi.
She's a patriot, too, by the way, part of our Absolute Proof Talk
Absolutely.
Radio. Talk Radio... expose is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Absolute Proof, which is also at frankspeech.com.
So when Mary and Terry brought on the source on TV with us last week, Terry was sitting at the news desk with me. The source explained that they were told to destroy all that evidence, but we want you to penetrate these white supremacy groups. It turned out to be really just patriot groups. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. So they were really working hard, and I think this was the lead up to January 6th. So apparently the deep state had already in their narrative looking for something to be at a... And this is, your domestic stand down, or your stand down with the military now to look for domestic terrorists inside the military, right? You've seen the Navy document and all that.
Yeah.
So this is getting out of hand.
That's an understatement. And that's why Frank's speech is so needed. Because, again, who do you trust? And really, folks need to question everything right now.
Yeah.
They really do. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. Just,
you know, Winston Churchill has a great quote. He said, if you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, you may come to the point where you have to fight with only all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. He said, but there may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there's no hope of victory, because it's better to perish than to live as slaves.
And we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
But there's certainly...
We're going to become the slaves of China and the communists and the globalists. If Americans don't stand up, let their voice be heard, quit complying to political correctness. When I interviewed the former deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchie, I've interviewed him several times. There was someone very, very high ranking in the intelligence arena, very high ranking, who's retired. They saw my interviewing Terry. They contacted Terry and said, do you think Mr. House would be interested in interviewing me? Because after watching your interview, I believe it's time for me to come out of the tall grass and start talking.
Wow.
Very soon.
Is that going to happen?
Yes, it will.
Brandon House.
The point I'm making is people stand up, speak.
Please
up,
do.
It will encourage others to do it.
Big time. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.